anyway, so how does Java work to provide a user interface to the World Wide Web? Well, Java is a general-purpose object-oriented language that you can write programs in, and there is a compiler where you can write ordinary programs like C, like you would in C or C++. There is a compiler so that you compile your Java code, and what you produce are these applet codes, or so-called byte codes, which are the same for every machine that they're going to run on. The applet codes are then stored in the document space of a web server. Then anybody with a browser, such as Netscape or Hot Java, can request to have one of those Java applets sent to the browser as part of their web page. The applet code then is sent to the browser just like a web server would serve up any other document to the client, like a .html file or something. However, it knows it's an applet because it has a different extension. So then there is an interpreter associated with the browser which runs the Java code on the client machine. So this enables Java to write user interfaces in which you can do mouse actions and buttons and so on, very flexibly do lots of windowing things and drawing, as well as other parts of the language, because the code can run directly at the browser and doesn't have to, you know, responses to what the user does doesn't have to be sent over the network to the web server and back, like with most HTML.